Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson.
Your co-host, Seth.
Tilson. It's good to have you back. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning into the podcast. It's been going pretty good. We've had a lot of views, a lot of downloads. Everybody go check us out. Social media. Facebook, the Twitters, we're all over the interwebs. Go check us out.
Twitter's singular. He said Twitters.
Oh, yeah.
We are the Twitters.
We are the Twitters.
Tweeters? Wait.
So, yeah, everybody go check that out. We would like to read comments at the beginning of the episode, so if you guys want to go in there and comment, send us stories, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We got a great one for you today. I'm excited to tell this one. Oh, man. I am really excited about this one. You ever heard about... What's that?
So I'm starting to get excited to hear it.
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty giddy over there.
All right. So this one is the Holdridge Shootout. You ever heard about the Holdridge Shootout?
No, I have not.
Fantastic. All right. Our story starts in... It's about 50 miles east of Pueblo, Colorado, at the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility. It's in Ordway, Colorado.
But it's called Arkansas?
Yeah, the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility. I don't know why it's named that. I didn't name it.
Yeah,
so,
I gotta love how they
do that. But that's what it's called.
New York, Nebraska. Yeah.
All right, so our story starts out with... two inmates are in prison. Freddie Gonzalez and Ralph Brown are in prison at the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility in Ordway, Colorado.
Are they both white?
Yeah,
sound like white
so.
Names. Not to be, I'm not racist or anything, I'm just saying.
So, Patricia Gonzalez and Rebecca Brown are the wives of Ralph and Freddie. They rent a helicopter on August 18th, 1989, from Helicopter Airways in Denver.
Anyone can rent a helicopter? Oh, like so they had a pilot?
They had a pilot.
Okay.
Yep, they rent the helicopter, saying that they want to take pictures of some land in Crowley County. It's about 50 miles east. It's over by the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility. So, once they started getting close to the prison, one of the women pulls out a gun and forces the pilot, whose name is Tim Graves, to land the helicopter in the Arkansas Valley Correctional Facility.
Hmm.
So, he literally lands right in the middle of the prison.
I think, if I was the pilot, I think I would have called her bluff. Like, you're going to shoot me, crash and die, are you? Is that what you want to do?
Well, he did not. He lands the helicopter in the correctional facility, and Freddie Gonzalez and Ralph Bound just jump in. And then they take off.
Huh.
They then fly like 35 miles north, and then they land, and then they end up tying him up. So, even though the jail superintendent, Jim Britton, gave three orders to shoot, the helicopter guards did not shoot the helicopter. Guards claimed to hold their fire because they could not get a clear shot and they feared the pilot was being held hostage. So in a quote from Superintendent Britton, he says, "From the time the helicopter came into view, from the point of touchdown to takeoff was 10 to 15 seconds. My recollection was that as the inmates were diving headfirst into the helicopter, it was then taking off."
Jeez.
Yeah.
That was very well planned.
It was very well planned. So the pilot was found 35 miles north of the prison near a farmhouse, tied up, and his abandoned helicopter was there nearby.
Why wouldn't they just take the keys? You ain't gonna tie the guy up, too.
I know. Yeah, they tied him up. Yeah, bound him. Jeez. And then... yeah, left him with the helicopter, so at least he was unharmed. I mean, that part's good.
Yeah, at least he got found, too. Didn't starve or get mauled by a bear.
So the women and the men, they fled in a Ryder van. So police set up roadblocks on highways leading from the prison and used helicopters to help in search of the inmates. People donated helicopters and were coming in, and there's this huge search in Colorado looking for this Ryder van. Now the story takes place in Nebraska. So the prison escape is one of the craziest ones. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's nuts.
Yeah. Use a helicopter. Man.
I hope they don't get caught. Sounds awesome, but you said a shootout, so I don't think it's going to end well.
So, now our story takes place in Arapahoe, Nebraska. Tom Conroy and his wife, Bertilla, had heard of the prison escape on the radio while they were driving back to McCook. So they were driving from, like, I believe I read Alma. They were driving back to McCook. They were in Arapahoe getting gas. They spy at the Ryder van on Highway 6. So he goes in, he asks the gas station attendant to contact the authorities and let them know that, hey, I just saw this Ryder van. It was eastbound towards Holdridge. So law enforcement are notified, and they all start looking right there watching on Highway 6. Nebraska State Trooper Ken Dalkey and Holdridge Police Officer Tim Herbert followed the vehicle through Holdridge. They're trying to stop the vehicle. The convicts try to elude them, so they drive down 11th Avenue, and I believe he was off duty, but he came in. But it was Sergeant Tom Nutt of the State Patrol is at 11th and Blaine. He sets up a roadblock. This is where they start shooting. So the convicts, there was the front seat passenger, starts firing out of the Ryder van. Tom Nutt takes cover behind his car. And then the van turns and goes south down Blaine Street. So then at 8th Avenue and East Avenue, Sergeant Tom Rust of the Holdridge Police Department rams the vehicle with his police car. The van goes through a yard and then drives south on East Avenue. Sergeant Rust then re-engages the vehicle at 4th Avenue and Arthur. And at this location, shots are exchanged, and there was a bullet hole through the windshield of his police car. The van heads south on Sherman Street, where they fire shots at Trooper Dalkey. The van follows the road down 2nd Avenue, and then they end up turning onto East Avenue. So then they'd be going back north. And then this is where they meet Chief Jackson of the Holdridge Police Department. Just south of 4th Avenue on East Avenue, Chief Ken Jackson fires five rounds through the front windshield of the Ryder van. And they just stop and give up. So all in all, nobody was hit through all of it, except there was one shotgun blast, and I believe that was by Tom Rust. He fires a shotgun blast at him. One pellet hits Ralph Brown in the finger.
Oh, shit. That's it. Turn the van off.
We're done.
I'm never going to be able to point again.
Man, he shot. Ken Jackson fires 5 rounds through the front windshield of the Ryder van. They stop. They give up. Ralph Brown has this one BB shotgun blast that went through his right finger. That was the only injury in the whole entire shootout. There were not enough police cars at the time, so Chief Jackson was driving his personal pickup.
Jeez.
Yeah, crazy. The suspects said that they gave up because they ran out of bullets.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wasted them, huh?
I guess they were just wasting them. They were just throwing them everywhere. Because they did hit a couple of the cruisers. And then there was damage and to some of the cruisers, you know, because they rammed the van. And yeah, it was kind of crazy. So Colorado ended up issuing warrants for the 4 prisoners, or for the 2 prisoners and then the 2 people that helped them escape. But I couldn't find hardly anything about what they got for, like, sentence or anything like that out in Colorado. But in Nebraska, I was able to find some stuff. Patricia Gonzalez received 1 to 3 years in Nebraska for her role. Freddie was sentenced to 20 months to 5 years for his role because he was just an accessory to commit a felony. And then I did find out that he was sentenced to 24 years in Colorado. Sheesh. Ralph Brown, because he got charged with everything, he was the main shooter, right? So he was the one in the front passenger seat. He's the one that got the round in the hand. He's the one that did all of the shooting at all the officers out of the passenger window. He got 20 to 50 years in Nebraska prison, and then he would still have to go to Colorado and finish out sentences out in Colorado for all that. Rebecca Brown was the driver of the van, and she got 20 months to 5 years for resisting arrest and 5 to 10 years for using a firearm to commit a felony. And then they all were turned over to Colorado. So the only one I could really find anything in Colorado sentencing was Freddie, where he got 24 years in Colorado for his escape.
Jeez, I wonder how much time they were doing in the first place to escape.
Well, I mean, actually,
it must have been life, I would think, already.
I had actually seen that, and I think that they both would have been out within 5 years.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and then they ended up doing, like, almost life sentences. I mean, it's crazy when you're talking.
At least pull over and get some nookie in the van?
Yeah. I don't know.
And how did they know they were in a van? Why wouldn't you switch vehicles?
I'm guessing it was the helicopter pilot song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't injure him. So then when they located him, they're like, hey, Ryder van.
Should have duct taped his eyes.
Before he lands. Yeah. I think he landed next to the Ryder van. Then they tied him up. They jumped in the van and took off. Oh. Yeah,
probably
so he
took
he
him
was,
with you for a few more miles and dropped him off.
Yeah, they should have like hiked a little bit or something.
Yeah,
yeah, to their
to
van.
McDonald's, buy him a Big Mac. Maybe he won't snitch on you.
I know.
They were really banking on that bear mauling him, I think.
they were probably wishing that would have happened at this point. Yeah. And then it was just nice. It was awesome. I also read that Tom Conroy ended up getting an award from the State Patrol because he reported it. You know, he called authorities, and then the gas station attendant that called, they were all, you know, like thanked and stuff like that because they're the ones that noticed it coming towards Holdridge.
Yeah. That's awesome, though. I wanted to root for those bad guys, but they disappointed me.
I know. That's the way all of our stories go. Otherwise, we don't really talk about it,
they
right?
They always get caught. They always do something stupid.
Yeah.
Show someone exactly what they're driving. Land right there by that van with 2-39X. Yeah, that license plate. That's ours.
Stop there. That's a plate.
Is it ours? Is it? Yeah, that's definitely ours. That's the right one.
That's the right one.
A lot of red vans out in this field. Normally. They thought it through so well, except for the getaway part.
Yeah.
Let's drive the same vehicle we showed someone we're going to leave alive. In a big red van.
I think it was yellow or white. But still.
A purple fucking slug bug. Fuck it.
Oh, that's awesome. So in like 91 or 92, TV show called Top Cops does a reenactment of the whole thing. It's you can find it on YouTube. We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page, so that way you guys can find it. And we're gonna post pictures on our Facebook page that we found from like Tom Nutt. He has some articles and stuff that he puts onto his Facebook page, so I'm gonna post that on our Facebook page. I also then, when researching for this, because I wanted to have the actual route that they went through Holdridge, so I went out to the Nebraska Prairie Museum, and they were fantastic. They really helped me out a lot. They let me look through all of the stuff, and then they were just crazy helpful. So I was able to find all of the newspaper articles. They're in a book. They're out there in the display. Go check it out. It's awesome. They also out there have the three guns that were used in the shootout that were confiscated out of the Ryder van. So they're in a display case out there. I was going to take pictures, but I don't want to post those pictures. I want people to go out to the Prairie Museum and actually look at the guns. Go check them out.
Cheap ass. It's fucking Saturday, Sunday. You ain't doing nothing today. Right. Go check it out.
Yeah. They're open from 1 to 5. Go out there and check it out. Yeah.
What are you doing between 1 and 5? Nothing?
Yeah. It's a great museum. So, yeah. Anyways, it was very helpful that they, the information that they let me use. And, I hope everybody liked the telling of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put down the video games, Ryan, and go see the museum, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Take your kids out there. It's a fun little day.
Kids out there. They'd love it.
Yeah. Go check out the stuff from the Holdridge shootout.
Yeah. And download this and like it and share it with your friends, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send us some comments. Tell us some stories that you want to hear.
Like us on Twitter. You should tweet about it.
Yeah, we will. We'll tweet about it. All righty, man. Well, that's all I got. That's great. Like I say, go check us out on everything.
Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.